Welcome to Deception in the Last Days with your host, Randy Shelton. Randy is a member of the Biblical Discernment and Research Center. He has been studying cults and new religious movements for over 30 years. Join Randy as he discerns the deception going on now in the last days.
I'm continuing in my mini-series, One Way to Apostasy. We're looking at one Christian, so-called Christian magazine, Charisma. I'll be looking at three other magazines in the course of this study over time. But we have been looking at Charisma, and the last magazine we examined was the March 2013 issue. Of course, I believe that some of the Christian magazines today are doing much to bring about the last days apostasy in the church and the apostasy presently that we're seeing and falling away from the faith into all kinds of strange unbiblical teachings and beliefs. Now, this last magazine article was called The Bible Made for TV. This was Mark Burnett and Roma Downey. Of course, this is a few years back. And their association with Della Reese, in fact, Della Reese was somewhat of a mentor to Roma Downey, as was a New Age cult leader named John Rogers. She attended his university in Santa Monica, California. And his his name is Roger Delano Dinkins, but he took the name John Roger after he was had a kidney stone operation, fell into a coma, woke up 9 days later, he claimed, and there was another being inside him who called himself John. Of course, very likely this was a demonic entity. I don't consider myself naive when I say that, because demons are real and they do these kind of things, even though there are frauds out there. I tend to believe that there was something to this besides his imagination, but there again, it's not possible to prove one way or the other. Anyway, this is what he claimed, and so he combined the names John with his name Roger, and he then became John Roger. And Roma Downey, as I mentioned, I mentioned that she attended his university in Santa Monica, California, and learned a lot of very strange things through her connection there, and Della Reese, who I intend on speaking more about at the end of our lesson today, at the end of this talk. But last week, I actually left off talking about a couple of different former New Age people who became Christians, true Christians, and some of their experiences. Johanna Michelson, who wrote The Beautiful Side of Evil. What a title, huh? The Beautiful Side of Evil, because of the lying signs and wonders which were produced to her by demonic beings pawning themselves off as being good spirits and what have you. Well, anyway, she got involved, among other things, with the Silva Mind Control group or practice, which was started by Jose Silva. And this was a very similar teachings to what John Roger gives, right down to the creative visualization and the idea of visualizing a sanctuary, or in the case of Johanna, a laboratory, and then moving on to making contact with spiritual beings, John Roger called the master teacher, or your master teacher. Very similar concept with Johanna, and I don't want to go and do a lot of repetition here, but I will say that it was interesting because there's a chain of events that I noticed. That, of course, Warren Smith, who was also involved in New Age occultism and is now born again, he wrote a book called The Light That Was Dark. And in that book, he explained how he went into an occult New Age bookstore. It's called the Either Or Bookstore in Hermosa Beach. And he ran across Johanna's book, The Beautiful Side of Evil. And he had, while on this search that he was on, this spiritual search, no doubt that God was leading him down, when he found her book in this occult bookstore, he really couldn't put it down and actually had a spiritual attack, so to speak, of a deranged individual who came in right in the midst of his search as he was engrossed by Johanna's story. The spiritual attack came about from this man, and that reminded me of Shirley MacLaine's sign, I guess you would call it, and I talked about signs and how It's not always good. It's not necessarily good to be looking for signs. You know, look for the objective truth in God's word, not some sign from God, as Roma Downey claims and her husband claimed that when they were shooting the Bible, they had a sign they believed from God. Anyway, and I won't go back track over all of that, except that I thought it was interesting to me as I see this chain of events in Johanna's life and then in Warren's life. And it reminded me of Shirley MacLaine, who wrote the book Out on a Limb. ABC did a five-part TV series on that. And in that, it talks about how she was taken by a friend to the Bodhi Tree bookstore in Los Angeles, where I went often to do research on the New Age movement. And that she was got involved in all kinds of books on metaphysics, reincarnation, New Age philosophy. And later, when she was in a psychic bookstore in London, a book literally dropped into her arms. And of course, she thought that that was a, you know, that was synchronicity, which is really kind of a New Age or a secular term for providence of God. And this, of course, she felt was a sign, right, from God. Well, I guarantee it wasn't. And this book really taught her the wonders of trance channeling. So that's where we left off last week. But I also had wanted to mention, I think, a very pertinent fact, and that is that Johanna, in her book, she told of her experience where I believe she was at university. She was either in a university or at a university where she was witnessed to by some Christians. I don't know if it was Campus Crusade for Christ or who exactly, which group, but she believed that she had been saved. You know, she followed whatever steps were involved or whatever. I don't know which group it was, and thought she was saved. But later in life, she had these psychic experiences, these paranormal type experiences. And then you can read all about her story in A Beautiful Side of Evil, where she saw what would be called the beautiful side of evil, or that the devil masquerading himself as someone good. She got involved with psychic healing and all kinds of things. And I just thought it was interesting because she thought she was a Christian. And so I can't, you know, you can't rule out the fact that Roma Downey and Mark Burnett, you know, they really might believe that they're Christians. At the very least, of course, they believe that they're Christians in the redefined definition of the term, okay, which is something all the cults do. And at the end of my study here, we're going to look at the religious science, the mind science cult called religious science, and a few of their redefinitions of biblical terms, just to point that out. And I've done that in other podcasts, similar things. So anyway, another thing I wanted to mention from John Rogers' book, and he wrote that book with Peter McWilliams called Life 101. There was a section there, and I'm going to turn there now. And it was a pretty fairly a larger section than the ones that I've read from before. So I won't be going into a lot of detail, but I basically just wanted to point out that, you know, the Eastern meditation that is involved along with other things with the John Roger cult, and you know that is part and parcel to the creative visualization and the other type of practices in many various New Age streams of belief. So anyway, his John Roger's group was called the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness. And then, of course, I mentioned that Jackie's group, the Silva Mind Control, named after Jose Silva, which goes by another name now. But meditation is always a big part of all this, emptying the mind, a creative visualization, another way to empty your mind and open yourself up to a demonic spirit. So passive state of mind is very much part and parcel to leading you to a deception if you're not careful. It's just how one of the ways, many ways, that the enemy works to deceive people. Now, in pages 363 through 371, and again, like I say, I'm just going to hit this pretty quickly, but my point being that this is the type of influence that Roma Downey has had. I guess I've shown enough evidence already, but I wanted to also point out, it says meditate, contemplate, or just sits. You know, contemplation is thinking about something. Meditation. There are so many techniques of meditation taught by so many organizations that it's hard to define the word properly. And he talks about breathing meditations and tones like HU, H-U, or ANI-HU, ANI-HU, or WHO, H-O-O, or R-A. These are tones, okay? And I won't get ridiculous, but there's a couple more here. And he talks about flame meditations and water meditations. The E sound is chanted out loud after meditation to ground you and bring your focus back to the physical. And so you get the idea. It's really a lot of New Age gobbledygook is what it is, but that's the point. Empty your mind from logical, reasonable, objective-type thought to passive thought, emptying the mind. And this, of course, was an influence on Roma Downey, as well as Della Reese, who was involved in the religious science cult. She spoke at one of their conferences, and she had her own metaphysical new thought-type church that she pastored. By the way, she actually married Roma Downey. She performed the ceremony for Roma Downey and Mark Burnett. Now, I'm going to move now to, this is the obituary from Della Reese. A couple podcasts ago, I read a little bit from this, but I wanted to go back over it again. Della Reese, she died Sunday evening. This again, the date on this was November 20th, 2017. Says Reese died peacefully at her California home, surrounded by love. Former Angel co-star Roma Downey said in a statement Monday. So she was surrounded by love. Now, I don't mean to take this lightly. I mean, this lady lost her life. I certainly would like to think somehow before she passed that she came to know Christ. But the main part of her life, at the end of her life, of course, was involved in promoting false metaphysical, demonically inspired beliefs and ideas, which I think most of you are probably aware of. But some people would be shocked, perhaps, because touched by an angel, you know, they felt like it was such a good force for good and what have you. And yet, isn't that the idea behind the beautiful side of evil that Johanna Michelson talks about? You know, all of the good that Johanna thought she was doing because she was blinded. And Della Reese, and no doubt Roma Downey and her husband, think that they're doing good, but leave it to charisma to promote, and many, unfortunately, undiscerning evangelicals to promote these folks who, I believe, truly need Christ and are not saved. So anyway, without further ado, let me continue with the obituary. Through her life and work, Reese touched and inspired the lives of millions of people, Downey said Monday. She was a mother to me, and I had the privilege of working with her side by side for so many years on Touched by an Angel. I know heaven has a brand new angel this day. Now, says, but it was Touched by an Angel that garnered her the most attention. In other words, from her career as a singer and everything else that Della Reese did, this garnered her the most attention. From 1994 to 2002, Downey and Reese explored religion, playing an apprentice angel and her supervisor, respectively, who were sent to Earth to solve people's problems. The women had a special bond off-screen and continued to be friends afterward. Reese had been ordained by the Chicago-based Universal Foundation for Better Living in 1987, and when Downey got married, Reese performed her ceremony. Now, it goes on to say, Della Reese had two close brushes with death in the 70s. In 1970, she walked... This is the one that I'm most interested in. In 1970, she walked through a plate glass door in Bel Air in the presence of her 10-year-old daughter and lost pints of blood. And then they move on to her next near-death experience, so to speak. But this article doesn't really go into detail. Celebrity ghost stories years ago... that was a series that went on for quite some time. I don't know if it's still in reruns or not, but I have it on tape at home. And she claimed that her mother came back, you know, from the dead, almost like in an angelic way. And somehow, I can't remember the details, but if it wasn't for her mother coming to her aid from the other side of death, she would have passed. Della Reese wouldn't have been with us after 1970. She would have died then. And I look back on that, and not to be glib, but I always say that she basically was touched by a fallen angel. For, again, I truly believe that this was a demonic entity. I tend to believe these type of stories. I don't doubt, I mean, you know, I'm sure he could easily talk to the medical people about what had happened to her in 1970. But just as John Roger went into a coma and ended up with a spirit inside him, Della Reese, I believe, was touched in some way by a seducing spirit who was really the beautiful side of evil and was touched by a fallen angel. I found that story fascinating. If you get a chance, if you can find that on the internet, if it's still there. It says also in her obituary, as the Reverend Della Reese Lett, she founded Understanding Principles for Better Living, or the UP Church, now based in Englewood. It says, we use many sources of inspiration. God, Jesus Christ, Ernest Holmes, Science of Mind Philosophy, Socrates, anything that helps us understand the principles of the universe. So she said in 1986. Of course, Ernest Holmes started, he wrote the book Science of Mind. He started the mind science cult, religious science, you know, similar to Christian Science or Unity School of Christianity, a modern neo-Gnostic cult. So she was really into the neo-Gnostic, New Thought, New Age type ideas inspired demonically. And furthermore, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but she spoke at a conference. I'm going to hold off. I'll tell you about that in a second. I have in the past mentioned that in other podcasts for those who have listened. So I don't want to get ahead of myself. Let's just say that, when she talks about God, Jesus Christ, etc., there is a whole lot of redefining of terms going on there. And anyway, you'll see in a little bit, what I was going to get to. I want to keep this in context and in line here. Anyway, I have an article in the Christian Examiner from October of 2004, an interview, Touched by an Angel Led Actors to Christ, Creator Says. You know, the creator of Touched by an Angel, Martha Williamson, says, leads to the question devotees of the inspiring show want answered. Were the stars Christians? She said all three, Downey, Roma Downey, Della Reese, and John Dye as Andrew, always proclaimed their faith and always acknowledged God as the source of their strength. Yes, my question would be, but did they know the real Jesus, the Jesus of the Bible, or was it a Jesus of one of the cults, a counterfeit Jesus, of which I have no doubt, you know, is the fact, unfortunately. Della, this is from the LA Times, something I got some time ago, and it was an ad in LA Times, really, or not so much an ad, but it was an upcoming information bulletin type thing for people who were looking for local events, etc. And it says conference. It says that more than 1,300 people involved in positive thinking, there's that positive thinking that I spoke in a program or two back ago, that Roma wanted to make sure everything was positive that she was associated with, involved in positive thinking, metaphysical philosophy such as religious science, are expected to attend the 81st annual gathering at the International New Thought Alliance. Singer and actress Della Reese, a pastor of her own metaphysical congregation on Los Angeles' west side, will speak on your healing power at the meeting's closing session. It says leadership of the International New Thought Alliance will pass at the meeting. From longtime President Blaine Mays. Oh, okay. The leadership's going to pass from Blaine Mays. Excuse me. To the Reverend Michael Beckwith, founding pastor of the 4,500-member Agape Church of Religious Science in Santa Monica. Beckwith and Tom Costa, a religious science pastor in Palm Desert, will speak. Now, interestingly, Reverend Michael Beckwith has also spoken to the Whole Life Expo in L.A. I used to go to those conferences fairly often to do research on the New Age movement. And Michael Beckwith was a popular figure there, a popular speaker at this Whole Life Expo, which was just basically a New Age conference. It had every kind of New Age occultic group and activity going on there. Very bizarre. Other conference speakers include author-lecturer Marianne Williamson, a big promoter of The Course in Miracles, and Barbara Marx Hubbard. Interesting. Here's a little bit more about Della Reese Lett. Her full name is Della Reese Lett. her church, Understanding Principles for Better Living. This was an ad, no doubt, got out of the LA Times as well. And it talks about where they were holding their services. It got a picture of her. And so I would say it's legit, but spiritually it's not legit. But this ad, it is true that she pastored this cultic group. This church midweek service involved a 7 p.m. meditation, and the Sunday service was a 10:30 a.m. meditation. So, lo and behold, there was also an ad for an upcoming success symposium, called "Prosperity in You," featuring Catherine Ponder. She's the world-renowned prosperity author. Arthur Chang, the senior minister at the Founders Church in Los Angeles, which is, of course, the Founders Church of the Religious Science. In other words, this is the one that Ernest Holmes founded. This is where the cult originally began. Tom Costa, who was mentioned also in that other conference that was coming up, who was a senior minister in Desert Palm Desert. Religious Science Church of the Desert, I'm sorry, in Palm Desert, California. And then, of course, Della Reese, singer and star of film and television. Well, this was an event that I guess kind of morphed in. I guess they came up with a more permanent name for this conference, which I did not attend, but I went down to the Founders Church there, and I picked up, and I've mentioned this before, in other podcasts, I picked up a set of cassettes, or the whole set of cassettes, of the four different speakers there. The name of this was Mind 2000, Affluence in the New Millennium. And what was interesting, of course, in Della's talk, and this is what I was going to mention earlier, was that as she told her spiritual journey, from being a gospel singer and with Mahalia Jackson, I believe, she was kind of an understudy or traveled with her, and from someone who had claimed to believe in the Bible at one point in time, etc. In this talk, she basically bashed, you know, fundamentalist-type Christians, believers who did believe that the Bible, for the most part, is to be taken literal, except for where, you know, there are things in the Bible, parables or metaphorical things, you know. Jesus was a door. He wasn't obviously literally a door. He was spiritually a door. But anyway, you get the idea that, you know, most of what we read in the Bible should be taken literal. And most every cult, of course, especially New Age people, will definitely not want to take much of anything literal, especially essential doctrines of our faith. But anyway, in that, I digress, she was talking in that tape, basically bashing, you know, those who did believe that the Bible was the true word of God and should have been taken literally, etc. So, you know, she made it clear that she was not a Christian in the sense that you, the listener, and I are Christians. And I thought that was, of course, something that was not as clear that came across, for instance, in that article that I mentioned from that Christian, which I think is a true Christian, or was, the Christian Examiner, where basically, you know, this woman, Martha Williamson, was buffaloed into believing, no doubt by these people, that they were all Christians. Okay, asked, were they Christians? Well, they all acknowledged God as the source of their strength. But anyway, I don't want to go back over that again, but you get my point, was that there's a lot, I think that these key figures are disingenuous when they try to come across as Christians, when they bridge themselves into the evangelical Christian world and have duped pastors and others who've endorsed what they're doing in the name of Christianity, who haven't checked them out. I mean, their writings, their speakings, you know, where they've spoken, the tapes, these things are all available. But there's such a lack of discernment that they've come in, as one author referred to, as a Trojan horse, more or less, into the church, claiming to be something that they're really not. And that was Della Reese. Now, I mentioned earlier that I wanted to point out to you, this is something I picked up when I was down there. I picked up this packet of tapes when I was down there at the Founders Church of Religious Science. And this little booklet was called How to Speak Religious Science. You know, Walter Martin said that what liberals And what cultists do is they redefine biblical and theological terms to deceive people and to make them think that they believe something they really don't believe, and so that you're confused, and at best, you don't really want to say anything else to them because you're confused by what they're saying. You know, you may not even just stop witnessing because, well, I don't think they're really Christians, but they're saying that they are. And, you know, you get the idea that Satan has implanted this technique in all cults to deceive people by causing people to believe that they believe something they really don't believe. And they're being disingenuous once again and being deceived, of course. How to speak religious science. It says, listed below are many of the words that most often come up while discussing what we believe with those people who may be of a different religious persuasion. The definitions are offered only as tools to better help explain the science of mind and enhance one's ability to communicate with others. But what's disingenuous to me is that they use these terms, because, of course, all cults want to use Bible terms, or at least all so-called Christian cults, or those who claim to be Christians or believe in the Bible, what have you. Anyway, divine truth never needs to be sold, just told, it says. And it lists some of these things. For instance, Bible. Do we use it? Of course. Do we take it literally? No. You know, and I'm sure very little of what the Bible is, of the Bible, they would take literal. Christ. Was Jesus the Christ? Yes. It's important to understand that Christ was not Jesus' last name. It is a title which acknowledges the fact that he fully understood and demonstrated his divine nature. Well, that's true. It was not his last name. The word Christ comes from the Greek word Christos, which means anointed or enlightened one. Christ is a universal idea, and each one puts on the Christ to the degree that he surrenders a limited sense of life to the divine realization of wholeness and unity with good spirit God. Okay, Christ is a universal idea. Well, Christ was also Jesus the Christ, who was, of course, a member of the triune Godhead, the second member of the Trinity, and was claimed to be God. Anyway, moving on quickly. Heaven, do we believe in heaven? Heaven is an inner state of happiness. It is not a place or locality out there somewhere with streets paved in gold. It is a real state of being. The kingdom of heaven is within and can be fully experienced when we bond and unify with the presence of God at the center of our very being. Of course, this is where all Eastern religions and New Age people misunderstand. When Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is within you, a better translation is the kingdom of heaven is among you, because Jesus was among the people there. Therefore, you know, he was there representing the kingdom of heaven. He was God. But as far as the kingdom of heaven literally being within us and we just discover it and then we're great, that's not what it means. Hell. Do we believe in a hell? Hell, just as heaven, is a state of mind, all based on our awareness or lack of awareness of the presence of God within us. Hell is a discordant state of being, a belief in duality, a belief or sense of separation from source or God. Many people are filled with hellish thoughts and therefore experience a living hell every day. But of course they don't believe in a literal hell, the lake of fire where people will go without Christ. Well, I'm done for today. We will look at another Charisma magazine next week. God bless you and good night. Hope you're back next week.